Hello everybody, it's John and I'm talking this afternoon to Darren Derrick about his experience setting up the restaurant called Honest John's in Todmorden. Now, with a name like that, there has to be a story behind it. So I'm looking forward to this probably as much as you are. So over to you. Thank you.
All right, well, hello John, and welcome everybody to the Honest John. It's a bar and coffee tavern in the heart of Todmorden in West Yorkshire. We picked the name up, the Honest John, from John Fielden, who was a local mill owner and the MP for Oldham.
For Oldham, yeah. Right.
John Fielden was famous for his creation of the 10-hour law.
Oh, right.
Which means that it actually, going back pre-Victorian times, it meant that no child or woman could be forced to work a single shift of more than 10 hours.
10 hours.
And this obviously worked against his family business as a mill owner.
Yes.
Because they worked long plus children and women.
Yeah.
So for that reason, he gained the nickname Honest John.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where we picked our name from. And he's actually buried at the Unitarian Church.
Yes.
Right. Now that sort of goes against what I tell a lot of people, as in our main bar area. There's a bricked up doorway, which when in the days of the building being that West Bank. It was a doorway that went from the banking hall through to the kitchen for the staff to make their brews.
Yeah.
And it's since been bricked up with stone, but the framework is still there, and you can still see there used to be a door there. So when people ask me about where we got the name from,
yeah,
I have great pleasure in telling them that John Fielden is actually buried behind that door. And he was buried vertically.
Yeah.
And he's actually stood up in the behind the stonework,
right,
in the corner of the bar area.
That's worth a few coffees.
Yeah, we do actually, believe it or not, we do get a few people who go and stand in the corner and say, "You're right, it is a bit chilly in this corner, isn't it?" And I kind of back that up with telling people how it doesn't really matter how warm it is. Even in the midst of summer,
right,
anybody who sits in the corner at the table in the corner of the bar near that bricked up doorway is always wearing a coat.
Get away.
I've never seen anybody in that corner not wearing a coat. And people blindly take absolutely
everything
word
in,
for
right.
it.
Well, why wouldn't they? And they like that has to be honest, isn't it?
And they do go and stand in the corner and say, "Oh, it is chilly up there, isn't
right,
it?"
Yeah. So when you came to, I mean, how did he come to choose this building for the start?
Well,
this one.
How could anybody turn this building down? It was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
We first noticed it. We used to operate the bar contract for Todmorden Town Hall on behalf of Caldwell Council.
Right.
And we noticed the to let sign outside, and we thought, well, we'd never really had a real bricks and mortar bar before. We've got our background has always been in mobile bars and bar contracts and that. And so we came and had a look, and it had been run down a little bit. It had been empty for a number of years, and it had been a tanning studio between NatWest leaving and us taking
over. I remember that, the big mural outside.
That's right, there's a big mural on the wall outside. Another bit of controversy we created with the mural was when we asked people if we should paint over it.
All right.
We didn't really have a choice, we had to paint over it. We had to take it off because it was painted in an oil-based paint, which was denying the stonework the ability to breathe.
To breathe, yeah.
So we were getting there was a lot of damp
inside,
so the paint had to come off the outside.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But we did ask the people of Todmorden whether they wanted us to take it off or to leave it, and it was about 90% in favour of having it removed.
Yes.
But the 10% who wanted to keep it were quite adamant.
Quite vociferous, yeah.
They were very vocal in their opinion, and it did get a little bit heated on Facebook.
Oh dear. Good publicity,
all about
though.
This. So it was very good publicity because everybody came to see the mural before it disappeared.
Yes, yeah.
And people were taking pictures of it as it was disappearing in different stages. But apart from that, when we first walked in and we looked, we have in the bar area, we have three beautiful large arched, leaded arched windows.
Yes, you have, yeah.
A beautiful raised glass ceiling,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stonework is exposed now. And you look at it and it's just screaming at you to, this needs to be open to the public.
People need to be able to see this and come and
enjoy the building, because it's a fantastic, beautiful building. The architecture is amazing.
Yeah. And the mosaic floor as well, of course.
Exactly, yeah.
You see all of this when you come in.
We have tried to leave little hints of its past. The lounge windows, which face out onto the front main road, I've still got the NatWest emblem etched on the window.
On the windows, yeah.
And there's still a Tans, the word Tans, which was the tanning studio before we had it, that's still engraved in the stonework,
in the
flooring as we come through. So we've left a couple of things just as a little teaser of the past.
Yeah. But I mean, when you took it over, you said you've never done anything like this before.
Nothing at all. We walked in, we looked at it, and we thought, right, we need to build a bar, give it a lick of paint, and we'll be open by Christmas. And this was in November.
Yeah, right.
It didn't quite go according to plan. We didn't appreciate the work that would go into restoring it back to inhabitable premises, right, really. Yeah. For instance, the stonework hadn't been treated, so the plaster had been taken off the stone,
mm-hmm.
and exposed all the beautiful stonework,
yeah.
but it had not been sealed.
Right.
So every time you sneezed, a puff of dust and stone came away.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to seal all the stonework, which was about 6 coats of glue. All over it.
And that was just one job.
And we took an electric box off the wall, and it was connected with like 16 red wires.
Right.
And you got to pick the earth wire and the live wire out of 16 red wires. So
by digging nails in them.
Yeah, every job we came to do, every time we took something away, something exposed
else came
another
up. This
job.
Is the way these go, isn't it?
There were tanning booths made from pallets.
All right.
All down the one side, which we deconstructed, and it's actually used that timber to make the bar.
Oh, right.
So all of the timber in the bar is reused from these pallets.
Well, it's not one nut.
But they'd actually, the previous people had put one pallet over, covered over a radiator pipes. So we had a little technique when we were renovating called D-force, which is where Darren goes in.
Oh, I see.
Flexes his muscles and just pulls everything apart. And Darren pulled this pallet apart and the water pipes with it as well.
Oh no! So you had a flood as well, a flood of your own making, never mind all our natural ones.
And that was about 3 feet away from 16 red live wires on the electric box.
Dear, oh dear.
So we had a few interesting moments.
Yes, I'll bet you did.
We didn't quite get open for Christmas, but we were open for Valentine's Day in 2019, so... We did get a year's trading before COVID struck.
Right, but then, the whole world fell apart, didn't it?
It did. We were lucky. We've got an absolute wonderful customer base.
Mm.
And whatever we attempted to do during COVID, we knew that our customers would be back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very loyal. And we were getting messages every day on Facebook from different customers saying, we can't wait for you to return, and we're really missing our coffee and cakes in the morning.
Right, yeah, good. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I have to say that it was one of the members of the Talking Newspaper team that put me on.
Really?
To speaking to Jenny, and as I say, she's a regular, and she said, well, it's not like it used to be, you've got the book now.
Oh, well, yes,
excellent.
I don't like to really use the phrase COVID success story, but when something has really been as evil as the COVID times have been to so mm-hmm. many people, it really, it's hard to explain, but it's a mixture of emotions, because it was a terrible time and so many people were lost before their time,
mm-hmm.
and so many people are still suffering now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
But as our business, the timing, everything sort of slotted into place for us because we had to close. I think it was in March. We had to close. And at the time, we were mainly a what we call a wet house. We were a beer and drinks establishment.
At that point, yes.
Coffee and cakes and beers and that.
Uh-huh.
And we'd got ideas to do food. At the time, the only food we offered was we either done a plain ones or a cheese board, which was prepared behind what is now the cocktail bar. And then during COVID, it actually gave us the time, and the government gave us the finances to be able to expand our operation.
I see. So some benefit came out of it.
Like I said, it's very much a mixed emotions because we did come out of it a lot for the better.
But you can't although say it at the
although
time.
Although you can't say it at the time because so many people suffering.
Yes.
And you know it was a terrible time for so many people. But it allowed us the resources to put in a proper kitchen.
Oh yeah.
To develop the garden area. So when Rishi came out with his Eat Out to Help Out scheme, we got ready to operate.
Ah, I see.
And we literally within 10 days, we went from nothing to a full-time chef, a full menu.
So quickly,
it happened so quickly.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it was a very similar situation after the second lockdown when the government allowed us to open outside only.
So we were
able to develop the garden.
That's quite neat, is that, big outside, isn't it?
It's gone a little bit at the moment, but it's winter, so nothing looks pretty in Yorkshire
in the winter. No. But in the summertime, it's obviously been very, very well patronised.
It's very good, and, you know, we're always looking to do more, to do the next project and expand on it. It's very difficult at the moment. I'm sure anybody who's got a small business or any type of business appreciates the difficulty that everybody's going through at the moment, and it's so important that people patronise their local
businesses. Use it or lose it.
It really is. Yeah. We've lost so many restaurants and hospitality establishments in Dublin alone.
Yes.
These next few weeks, it really is heartbreaking. You know, we don't like to see any business close down. We're not competitors with each other. We all complement each other.
Yes, it's the community.
It kicks in very much. And you know, once you start to lose hospitality venues, you start to lose the reason for people to come into the town.
You do indeed, lose the heart of the town. This is definitely where people come.
It's so difficult to see so many places closing down. Right. Knowing, really. Hands up and, you know, to be totally honest, full disclosure, and that we are very close ourselves. We have a marvellous customer base, and they are keeping us going at the moment. But when government's help finishes, as minimal as it is at the moment, you know, we just don't really know where we're going to go from one month to the next. We are going from month to month. So.
I see, But armed with the experience you've had, which, and I say, you can't look into the future, none of us can, but armed with the experience you've had, has it given you strength to think, well, it's going to be difficult, but we're going to be able to carry on?
You have to. You only ever get out of a business what you're prepared to put into it.
Yeah, and you've obviously put a tremendous amount in.
My partner at the moment is at home doing admin, advertising on Facebook. Yeah. She's doing all that, coming up with new menus, new ideas.
Yeah.
I'm here sort of speaking to being, you know, the face of the front of house.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Helen, who's the bar manager here, she's out there all the time. Doesn't matter what kind of mood anybody's in. You have to put on that face.
Put on the face, the tears of the clown.
And when that customer walks through that door, they are welcome.
Yes, well, I must admit, I feel that every time. You know, it's wonderful. And incidentally, before I go, let everybody know I'm having a coffee, and I know I perhaps shouldn't be doing. But before I leave, I'm going to sample some of your cakes, if I may.
I can recommend our homemade biscoffee. and Nutella cookie pie.
Oh, right.
Now,
well,
this has... So been, it's been called dirty.
Never mind.
It's been called many things, but in a complimentary way, this cookie pie is amazing.
Right, well, and I certainly do hope, you know, people, when they've heard this, will think, this is somewhere with an unusual name, an unusual bit
certainly
of history,
is.
But certainly well worth coming and having a look. So.
And everybody is more than welcome.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Darrell.
A pleasure.
All the best.
Thank you for coming here.
You.